Very pleased to have 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the line with us. It's going to be a normal case for us right on through the month of April in the legislative sessions for 2021 that he'll be here talking to us about goings on in the Senate. We're going to talk about one of those that has to do with a bill that he is involved with quite heavily here to lead things off. But mostly we'll be talking about redistricting the effort to do that with Senator Hawkins today and just exactly how involved that is. And Brad, it's always good to chat. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Doing pretty well, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, one thing I guess we should mention to lead off here, following up on our conversations last year, is that the Cosmic Crisp is back once again. The new batch kind of came out there around Thanksgiving as promised, and it's nice to have it back. So I wanted to open on a note that I know is a little bit more positive that you and I can at least rejoice about for a few minutes before we get into some of these other things that are more serious. So
sounds good. Yeah, in fact, I have Cosmic Crisp in my fridge right now. I've been enjoying them. I have the Apple license plate on my car as well, so I'm excited about that. But one thing, I made a commitment to you last year, and I haven't followed through, Chris. I have not yet tried apples and cheddar cheese.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, apples and crunchy peanut butter, that's my thing, but I'm going to have to get the cheddar cheese going.
So. I'm telling you, it's the best for sure. As far as that license plate's concerned, Brad, you obviously were responsible for bringing that to Washingtonians. So did you get the first one? Is it like 0000 or 0001 or something? Or
No, actually I didn't, but the Apple Commission has the ability to designate 25 numbered plates. And I still had to pay for it, of course, but I was able to secure number 12 for the 12th district. So special shout out to Jennifer Witherby, Todd Fryhover, and Tony Lynn Adams there who helped me with that bill. In fact, they just reached out to me yesterday and told me they sold enough license plates now so far, even during this pandemic and all the issues with Department of Licensing, to actually break even now, because they had to make a commitment from the Apple Commission. But now that they've broken even, for every license plate they sell from here on out, they get a recurring benefit to the scholarships of the Washington Apple Education Foundation. So it's exciting.
Yeah, that's outstanding, Brad. It's good to know. It kind of paid for itself a little quicker than was expected, again, especially with the pandemic in mind.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll look for that on there, and I'm going to be expecting your vanity plate soon to say, like, cheese or something like that, or cosmic and cheese, or you'll figure out a way to fit it on, because you're going to love it so much, that apples and cheese, so.
One for each car, right?
Exactly. Brad, let's jump in and talk really quickly about a bill that is you've got going on right now in the Senate. There's a hearing on this today. It has to do with hydrogen. You've talked to us about this already, but remind us and tell us about what's up with it today.
Well, this is Senate Bill 5000. It relates to hydrogen vehicles, and the aim of this bill is to extend a similar tax incentive for sales tax for hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicles that the state already extends to the battery electric plug-in vehicles. Those have been around for 15 years in Washington State and have received incentives for 10 years. But hydrogen fuel cell vehicles show a lot of promise. They're utilized in California now and in other places in the world. They have a really quick refueling, so it takes about 3 to 5 minutes. they have a very long range. And I actually envision, because the PUD 2 years ago, I partnered with Douglas PUD to pass a bill to grant PUDs the authority to produce hydrogen from their surplus electricity from Wells Dam. And in about 10 months' time, Douglas PUD should have their hydrogen production facility completed just outside East Wenatchee. And so with the surplus electricity in our hydro system, with our production of renewable hydrogen locally, if we were to get a fueling station, we could, you know, be driving around these hydrogen vehicles. And, you know, the North Central Washington area has been leaders in innovation and clean energy for decades. And we have most of our greenhouse gas emissions in our state from the transportation sector. So if we want to get serious about this, using our home-produced renewable hydrogen, which is a clean transportation fuel, would be a good start. And I envision a day when we can have not only vehicles, but utility big rigs, short-haul agriculture from the orchards to the packing plant, like to Stamilton back, and then also transit buses, school buses, and other opportunities, all driven locally. And speaking of Cosmic Crisp, if we can someday get hydrogen fueling stations along I-90, we could take the world's best apples from Wenatchee all the way to the Port of Seattle on non-emitting hydrogen semi-trucks. So I'm making this case before the committee today, the Senate Transportation Committee. It was already approved in the Environment and Energy Committee. So it's moving down the road, so to speak, this particular bill. And we have a lot of local support and statewide support. So I'm looking forward to the hearing today.
And Brad, speaking of that support that you're receiving at the state level, I'm not sure just exactly how you might know this or not, but what kind of interest does Governor Jay Inslee have in this sort of technology? He, of course, is very big on lowering the carbon emissions footprint of Washington State. So have you heard anything from his office on this at all?
I have. I've been reaching out to them a little bit. I'm excited, actually, the DOT partnered with me on a study provision for hydrogen feasibility that is going to be included in this bill. And maybe I caught the governor's office by surprise a little bit, and their state agency doesn't usually testify related to bills, but they're going to testify neutral on this one provision. But 2 years ago, when we passed that bill granting PUDs the authority to produce and distribute renewable hydrogen, Toyota, who I'm partnering with on this bill, brought one of their Toyota Mirais, which is a hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicle. They brought that up to the state capitol. And after the bill signing, Governor Inslee, myself, and others actually drove the hydrogen vehicle around the capitol. So he's definitely familiar with it. It's in his wheelhouse. And I'm hoping we can, celebrate this bill with his signature at the end of the session.
Sounds like there might be a real good chance of that, Brad, and we'll look forward to finding out just exactly where this goes down the road, quite literally, perhaps, as the weeks and months continue here. Again, talking with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the Coho Morning Show today. He joins us around 7:30 on Tuesdays every week during the course of the legislative sessions. All right, Brad, let's talk about redistricting. This was going to be the prime focus of our conversation today. The effort to do so is... it's lengthy, it's complicated, it's technical, and you know everything there is to know about it, I'm sure. So where should we start with this?
Well, not really, but it occurs every 10 years based on the census. So, we all filled out our census data, hopefully sent it back in, and that's a federal process, but each state is responsible for redrawing their boundary lines for their representatives and senators and all these federal and state legislative districts. But one of the things is, every 10 years we go through this process. Every state does it a little differently. And you hear these war stories about, the gerrymandering that goes on in these other states. Well, in Washington State, the process is much different. We have a 5-member redistricting commission, but there are 4 voting members, one appointed by each of the respective House and Senate Republican and Democratic caucuses. So there's 4, and now those 4 commissioners have been appointed. And so between now and November of this year, they need to redraw these maps for all the legislative districts. And the reason that's important, Chris, is because I, as a state senator, am theoretically supposed to represent the same number of people as a state senator from Southwest Washington or Northwest Washington. We all go over there and we take one vote, but we're representing the people who elect us. And so it's really important that each of those districts be balanced. That the challenging part is that the state of Washington has grown in population, and it appears based on the recent census data that a lot of the growth is occurring, at least for these recent 10 years, in Western Washington. So since we have the same number of districts, if you can follow me, what is effectively going to happen is some of these legislative districts are going to have to either grow in size to pick up population, or we're going to have to shift a little bit over to Western Washington. And so it's going to be an interesting process over the next 12 months or so. And then after the redistricting commission comes up with their final plan, then the legislature does get a chance to approve that with an up or down vote.
Brad, how do you feel? I mean, I love a good gerrymander, too, by the way. So, it's never something that I guess I don't like to hear about, just from the sake of, good stories to report on. But, how do you feel about, I'm thinking of not necessarily the 12th legislative district specifically, or those that pertain to really more of our state representatives, but more our Congress people. I think about the 8th, the congressional mm-hmm. district, for example, which is so, diversified between its leanings on the west side, the piece that it has in King County that Representative Schreier currently has, or Congressperson Schreier currently has, and then over here within, the Chelan County area, as far as the Wenatchee zone is concerned. So how do you feel about the diversification, purple, I guess, if you will, representation? Is that something that you feel helps voters, helps legislators do their jobs to have that variance within a district? Or do you think it's easier for a slab to really be one color or another predominantly?
Well, I think it's kind of where the legislature works best, in my opinion, when we have a good cross-section of everybody all across the political spectrum. So to the extent that a redistricting can do that, that can be helpful. But there's only so much of that you can do. I mean, there's going to be a lot of districts in Western Washington, for example, for the legislative district, and those are going to be predominantly Democrat. And there's going to be a lot of districts, but fewer districts in Eastern Washington, and those are going to be predominantly Republican. But for the 12th district, it gets kind of interesting because we're bordering some of the Western Washington counties like Snohomish and Whatcom County. And at one time, the 12th district included Clee Ellum. I don't know if you remember that in terms of a state legislative district, but we don't include Clee Ellum now. So every 10 years, it does shift a little bit. There was a time, speaking of Congresswoman Kim Schreier's district at the federal level, that Chelan and Douglas County was together in the congressional district, and Doc Hastings represented some of Yakima, Tri-Cities, and Chelan and Douglas County in its entirety. Well, now, because of what happened in redistricting 10 years ago, Kim Schreier's district comes over and represents Chelan County and a little bit of East Wenatchee, but then Dan Newhouse's district represents the bulk of Douglas County and on up. So we're actually split. And what I hope with the state legislative districts, that because of all the partnerships with the Chelan-Douglas Health District, the Chelan-Douglas Regional Port Authority, and other cooperations across counties, that, we try to keep Chelan-Douglas together in some of these future districts. I think that's to our benefit, both at the federal level and at the state level. But, it'll be interesting. For example, I represent part of the Methow Valley going all the way up in Okanagan County. And will those constituents be members of my district in the next 10 years, or will they be members of someone else's district? So there are a lot of interesting ramifications to redistricting, but ultimately every legislative district needs to be balanced based on population. It used to be, currently I represent about 125,000 people, but the ideal district now has grown to about 156,000 people, and that's what they're going to try to balance all these districts. When you look at the map of Washington State and all the legislative districts, it's like a bunch of different puzzle pieces, but they're all supposed to balance based on population. Some, like the 12th district, are much larger geographically, but by population, they're supposed to balance.
And it's something that everybody who votes in Washington State should keep tabs on, so they know just exactly what district they're in, as you mentioned, Brad, as these changes actually occur with redistricting. We're talking with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins here on the Coho Morning Show today. Brad joins us right around 7:30 on Tuesdays every week during the legislative sessions. And Brad, I'm just about out of time for today. Real quick, though, we'll just let folks know that school calendar idea that you have, we're going to be talking about that in future installments of the program, perhaps next week, because it also is going to see some activity here in the near future, it looks like.
Yep, that sounds great, Chris. I look forward to that discussion. We have a vote in committee tomorrow, and hopefully I'll have some good news to report.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to our next go-around with you, Brad. Till then, stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Chris.